It's all about presuppositional analysis. Yeah, presuppositional analysis on the website, shatterthedarkness.net. That's what it says. And we're going to do this. We're going to actually become a spiritual analyst. And we're going to pray that a lot of you will, well, you've probably been doing it. If you're listening here, you've been somebody that has been interested in what is going on, what's behind it all. Well, presuppositional analysis, the supernatural, the paranormal, radical evil, and the end of days, well, we're going to deal with at the movies. Now, all of us are looking at the politicians. We are analyzing their suppositions. We are analyzing their belief systems. Now we can go backwards and analyze Hitler and Himmler and the rest and the Nazi ideology. And we know that the political ideology that led to that world war was spiritual inception. It was spiritually guided. It was spiritually revealed, and it became the political ideology of that time that motivated the politicians, the scientists, the psychs, the leadership of that culture of that day. And in all of that, guess what? It really does depend on where you're getting your information, what the source is. It really does depend on what people really believe, what really motivates them. In the discussion this week, presuppositional analysis. Now, I'm taking the term from an older, well, he's gone now. Both of them are gone. Cornelius Van Til and Francis Schaeffer. And I would, if you scroll down a little bit on the website, Shatter the Darkness, you're going to find the name Francis Schaeffer and a link. And all I can do is encourage you, especially if you are a quester, a spiritual seeker, if you're a remote viewer, if you are a New Ager, 2012-er. Listen, if you want to read about metaphysics, if you want to read somebody that seemed to have clear prophetic insight on a global scale, a theologian, Francis A. Schaeffer. The book, The God Who Is There. The book, He Is There and He Is Not Silent. The book, well, Escape from Reason. Older books, but listen, if you look at them now, you'll see that when they were written, oh, 35, 40 years ago, well, how much they still speak into the culture. How well they have read what is coming. And that's part of what all of us are doing, and that's what presuppositional analysis will do. We have a special broadcast we're going to put up, I think, late tomorrow night, Wednesday morning, called simply this. For all the believers out there, here's what it's called: Becoming a Spiritual Analyst. The what, how, and why. Is this what a watchman is, or should we all do this? Now, it's going to be a training, 1 hour, that'll be up, well, the very latest Wednesday morning. It will actually go along with this entire week, Monday, October the 25th, 2010, tonight. This is Russ Dizdar. Listen, for all the ones that are new, welcome. All those listening live everywhere, welcome. And for all those thousands and thousands of folks and friends from nations all over the world that will download later, welcome. Tonight, the title is The Presuppositional Analysis. It's going to deal a little bit with the content of media, movies, culture, and are we just drones? Are we just drinking it in? And a little touch on the Da Vinci Code. And some basics. I'm going to give the five basics of how to become a spiritual analyst. But I want to say welcome to all, and in the name of the living Christ, may God's hand be stretched out to bring you His grace and mercy. And that is a big thing. Matter of fact, there's nothing higher. And it involves, the inside change in Christ, salvation, that has everything to do with destiny, everything to do with seeing. Yes, we got a new book coming out called Seeing Into the... Listen. I think it's vital because so many are looking, but seeing into the future. So I'm working on all this material today. We got the actual website up late today with all of the titles. Tuesday, we're going to deal with analyzing the supernatural in the movies, why it's always wrong. We're going to analyze on Wednesday the search for the paranormal, non-human enhancements, movies like Next and so forth. Then we're going to take a look at, we'll take a look Wednesday night at 7 p.m., the Ragged Edge show. We're going to talk about the blood and the guts and the gore movies like Saw and the rest. Why does anybody like those? And then Thursday night, we're going to deal with analyzing radical evil, Satanism, demons in the movie. I'm going to touch on a movie called Bless the Child, and we're going to take a look at, again, some of what is true and what is not, but how it's being used, and why there is so much of it in this day and in this hour. Friday night, October the 29th, we're going to deal with presuppositional analysis, looking in the movies concerning the end of days, chaos, and global collapse, all while eating popcorn. That's right. That's what we do at the movies, don't we? Arnold Schwarzenegger fighting the devil himself. End of days. Got some weird concepts in a lot of those seven signs. Of Christ's Return is one of the better movies. Matter of fact, I'll put that up again as a link that I think that is vital to be used and gives more credence of sheer biblical prophecy. And what the Spirit of God says is coming. Remember, again, prophetic revelation gives the only infallible, irrevocable, accurate account of actual future human history. Let me ask you something right now as we talk about this. Does the future already exist? Does the future already exist? And if it does, let's just say 5 minutes from now. Well, let's just say about 55 minutes from now, that's the future. In the future, by 6:58 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the music will come on, and I'll have to shut down, and we'll be off the air. But that is now about 50 minutes away, something like that. And I'm saying to you, that literally is the future. 5 minutes from now is the future. Does it already exist? Did you already do what you're going to do 5 minutes from now? I want to ask you to really think through that this week. Does the future already exist? In the midst of working on all this material, working on the book to finalize my book, Seeing Into the Future, guess what came into the mail today? It's got a foreword by George Norrie, host of Coast to Coast AM. Here's the title, Tell Me What You See, subtitled, Remote Viewing Cases from the World's Premier Psychic Spy. Major Ed Dames, and I grabbed it and began to read through it some. I didn't have enough time to do anything really with it, other than go through some of it, look all the way to the back, and Ed Dames brings in Arthur C. Clarke's classic science fiction novel, Childhood's End. Childhood's End. This is page 258 in the book. Quote, which narrates humanity's transformation through psychic links with the cosmic hive mind. Amazing. Well, you know, I'm going to have to get the book. I haven't read Arthur Clarke's book, but I'm going to get it. Because it speaks what the synchronicity of old occultists, mystics, 2012ers, New Agers, channelers, Masons, many others believe. See, there's two futures emerging, in a sense. There's an agenda that brings about what it wants, and there is a mask so broad, so wide, it has been designed by a predatory presence that has looked at the globe and looked at humanity to see what it is it can create so that man will need, that man will want, how to exploit, how to manipulate. And if you are not careful, if you do not have the Spirit of God in the conscience of your being, knowing Christ, God, It will be in this day and hour and the days to come so easy to be misled and drawn into what will become the most powerful supernatural alternative spirituality, masqueraded as what we need, masqueraded with a sense of shimmering, shining brilliance, coming from ancient beings, coming from extra-dimensional entities, coming from the aliens, coming from the ascended masters, coming from old spiritual Mayan prophecies, coming from, well, a concept in Arthur C. Clarke's book that I'm reading here, in Ed Dame's new book, Tell Me What You See. I'm going to tell Ed, and I love you, Ed, and I love all remote viewers, and they're constantly on my heart in prayer. Because of the perception, the presuppositional analysis of the spirituality and the non-human enhancements that are infecting and affecting millions. Maybe someone listening. Maybe you tonight. What's the book about? Childhood's End? Well, it's about a humanity's transformation through psychic links with a cosmic hive mind. The role of man's unconscious in the context of the broader universe takes center stage, just as it does in remote viewing when we access the universal library for answers. Now, Ed Dames has revealed that all of what he's talking about, all of what he's getting, all of the remote viewing, all of what he sees has a connection to Akashic Records, the collective unconscious, the global brain, the global mind, the field. Now, there's not going to be a deep explanation of that here, but in the book, page 259, is a massive revealing, and this is why I say it's vital to become a spiritual analyst, to really understand the presuppositions of entities, of revelations, of spiritual events, encounters, engagements, voices. The ability to either go out or be connected to what Ed Dames calls here universal library for answers. And he's referring to the Akashic Records. He's referring to the Hall of Records, ancient, known by many. I mean, it's clear that Casey literally got his information there. It is not that you can't, you can. Now, it's never in anywhere near 100% accurate. That's because of the source, finite. Even the collective finite operative together in the most massive intelligence gathering on a supernatural level still cannot come up with what the infinite spirit of God has and does speak. So there's a vast contrast, because I'm reading one of the chapters of Ed Dames' books that talks about finding the Ark of the Covenant through the process of being tapped into or tapping into the universal library for answers, the Akashic Records, the Hall of Records, where there is information in which all the old psychics, old occultists know there are entities that run the so-called Hall of Records. They're out there in the immediate dense atmosphere just around the globe. It's there. It really is there. But what it is of vast importance because it's powerful. It is supranatural. It is, in a sense, paranormal. But it is totally raw, radical evil, has everything to do with the end of days. And a lot of it is showing up in the movies. Suspect Zero. Even The Men Who Stare at Goats. And more. But as I look at this, I'm again, you've got to understand that it burns my britches that the dark side, in its seduction, in its deception, has such an agenda that billions don't even know. And I would say even millions of believers are not clued in upon, you know, with. But I want to give you some things that I think is vital to take a look at. I shared this in the last week 2 weeks, actually, I was speaking at a group of meetings the week before and last night, too, dealing with the concept of being spiritually aware and spiritually alert. Spiritually aware and spiritually alert. Because without, listen, either your conscience and the totality of your inner being, all having the ability to receive spiritually, to be enhanced, to be able to see, to be able to discern, to be able to come up with, well, answers, ideas, beliefs. But it really depends on what spiritual source you're receiving it all from. The Apostle Paul writes about this, led by the Spirit of God. He writes about it in, he writes about it in 2 Corinthians. And here he talks about how Satan, we're not unaware of his schemes that he might outwit us. Now, if you read about that in 2 Corinthians, you're going to read about the word outwit. In the Greek, it means to be exploited. I'm going to say this, and I'm only asking for intelligent, honest, grappling with, research on this issue. I'm saying that the Akashic Records and all that it is and all that is operative and the source when it comes to humanity is in hyper mode of exploitation. And that millions are unaware of the source. It is so supernatural, so beyond humanity. It has the ability to transfigure, transform, to masquerade, to morph. It has the ability to bring scenarios and scenery and to be out there in the mix of all of it. To be in the mix of all of it is literally placing yourself in their arena. It's like throwing yourself to the, you know, to the lions. Hungry lions. You're not going to last very long. But again, this is going to be a book held worldwide, and I wonder when they come to the end of it, Arthur C. Clarke's classic Childhood's End, dealing with this humanity's transformation through psychic links with a cosmic hive mind. Let me circle that on page 258 and put the words Ephesians 2. E2. The Prince of the Power of the Eros. Cosmic. The dense atmosphere around us. The sense of the cosmic just beyond humanity. The role of man's unconscious in the context of the broader universe takes center stage, just as it does in remote viewing. Now, Ed connects all of what is occurring, operative by Prince of the Power of the Air, the Spirit, who is now at work, global, grid-mapped the Earth, hundreds of millions collectively in that hive mind. It is a global mind. It is a field, but behind the energy, behind the presence, behind the experience, behind the answers, behind the data, entities. They have been there for a long, long time. It's interesting that Arthur Clarke's classic involves kids. It's the idea that the older generation really's not gotten to it, not yielded to it, but now the kids that are being raised, indigo children, star children, maybe it's because there is so much of this concept that has been unleashed in 40 years, as never before in human history, that many, many, many children are being raised in the context of a belief system, of an ideology that most have not done a presuppositional analysis of. They have not analyzed the spiritual source, the spiritual data, the spiritual revelation, the spiritual entities. How are you going to do that? Well, that's part of what all this week is about, and we hope that we can, in some ways, aid in that discernment, because there is a vast spiritual war. When I read the remote viewers, so far I've not read one guided by the Spirit of God that confesses personal relationship to the living Christ. And I'm going to tell you what, there's a reason for that. There's a reason. Again, the capacities of our human construct, our being, our mind, body, soul, spirit, our consciousness, our perceptions, our discernment abilities. Actually, the Word of God calls it the eyes of our heart. Ephesians chapter 1. As a matter of fact, as a believer, the prayer is for a spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know Jesus, epignosis. To the full, spiritually, inwardly, and that the eyes of our heart would be brightened, enlightened. But by who? By the Spirit of God. By God enlightening the inside, from the inside out, all the perceptions, all of the ability. See, we have inside of us, occultists call it the third eye, because when dark, finite spirits open up that perception, it's an occult opening instead of God opening it. Wasn't made for the occult spirits. It was made for God. As we were made for God. So it really depends on what you're connected to. It really depends on the presuppositional, data, belief. What do you believe in? Let's ask the question, what does a remote viewer believe in? Let's ask the question, what are the presuppositions of Ed Dames? And I'm going to tell you at the very end of the book, you're going to find a revelation of that. That he connects the concept of remote viewing with the concept of Arthur C. Clarke's classic Childhood's End, that deals with humanity's transformation, which is, again, the Luciferic doctrine is the promise of an evolutionary development to deity, homo lumos, homo deity. And the doctrine is, again, chucking God and all of what the revelation he gives, chucking all of that, we embrace another. And you can know, when you know the two different doctrines, the two different didache teachings, both are revelation, both are, if you want to call it data, they flow from sources. And if you know the Luciferic doctrine and agenda, what the goal is, what it is that side is doing, then it will be very easy for you to read that showing up in movies, in media, in music, in talk shows, in books. Now, it is biblical, Holy Spirit of God given revelation that shows us, rips open the dark side, never fooled by a mask or seduced or deceived. The finite collectively can't even scratch the surface of the infinite, uncreated Spirit of God. If you're a believer, the Spirit of God dwells in you. Romans 8, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of His. Coming to the living Christ is by the Spirit of God's guiding and leading. Like some of you listening right now, it may be the Spirit of God guiding and leading. Like maybe it's a Russian Psy warrior. Maybe it's a psychic in Berlin. Maybe it's a spiritual seeker that has a background in Roman Catholicism there in Italy. Maybe it's a remote viewer here in the United States. Can you confess freely by experiential knowing that you have the Spirit of the living Christ dwelling within? The Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God opens you from the inside out to see. To see God, to see Christ. I mean, to see spiritually. One day, that leads to seeing face to face. Now, the other side of the picture here is that this other agenda, other supernaturalism, will open up that third, that eye, that eyes of our heart, that part of us, connect us to the sources that bring their side of the revelation. And I'm going to tell you this very clearly. And I'm going to say this with the deepest sense of, and I make no bones about this, it doesn't make any difference, again, whether military, whether reconnaissance folks, whether remote viewer, You must understand that the Spirit guiding my heart is this love that says, listen, it's a pursuing love of God for you. It's not about condemnation. God didn't send his Son of the world to condemn the world, but to save it. And again, if you find yourself kind of adverse to that, ask the question, why? Come up with all kinds of reasons. Who's giving you those reasons? Is it really going to be that humanity's transformation through psychic links to a cosmic hive mind? Because in the sequence of all of the avenues from that side, now remote viewing is included because it comes up with the same doctrine, the same agenda, the same source. Ed Dames on page 259, talking about Arthur Clarke's book, goes on to say, quote, the book relates the tale of how mankind turns control of Earth over to a race of benign aliens who claim that they will care for us and improve our lives. Ed goes on to say, who wouldn't want that? Question mark. I don't. I don't want a race of benign, who are they? Where'd they come from? Who created them? What is their nature? What is their intent? So humanity can't save itself, and so the book's all about turning the earth over to these extra-dimensional beings, and they're here to care for us and improve our lives. Really? Is that what they've been doing since 1947? And the question, or the statement, who wouldn't want this? Can I ask the question? Who wouldn't want to see God face-to-face, being embraced, being loved in an indestructible, irrevocable, immortal body, glorified? Who wouldn't want that? Who wouldn't want the totality of all sin and guilt wiped away? That all the deception that Satan and the dark side has brought broken? That all raw, radical evil will come to an end? The healing of the nations will come? Who wouldn't want that? See, there's two sources going on to say these words. These aliens display a cautious interest in human enterprises involving the occult and psychic research. No doubt. They also pay an unhealthy amount of attention to our children. Is that right? Our children. In other words, the book, and again, who inspired the book? Where does the presuppositional analysis of Arthur Clarke's book, Childhood's End? Where's the presuppositional analysis? Where's the spiritual analyst? Charles Clarke, listen, this is what we're going to ask. Arthur Clarke, where did you get the ideas? What books do you read? What do you believe? Is this what you believe? Is this what you've invested in? Is this what has been revealed to you? What's guiding you? What's directing you? Well, I'm going to do a little research because it's brand new to me today. And he's saying that these beings had come to take over the earth because of, a coming human transformation through psychic links with the cosmic hive mind. Really? Going on to say, last page of the book, 260, to make a long story short, after the aliens, who have been hiding their true appearance, finally reveal themselves, selected human children begin manifesting telepathic and telekinetic abilities. It's what that side has attempted to give all the way back to the Nephilim, over there among the Mayans, Atlanteans, Lemurians, Hyperboreans, Aryans. I'm going on to read, quote, turns out only the little ones can merge with the hive mind and lead the rest of us to a higher plane of existence. They are the leaders of a new and younger world. Where have we heard this before? A new order, a new world order. And it's going to come from the little ones who will be able to be guided and changed and transformed and given abilities, telepathic, telekinetic abilities, and they're going to lead the rest of humanity to a higher plane of existence. Ed comments on that concept. Quote, "Let's hope that our children will one day do the same. In the classrooms from China to the United States, remote viewing will be taught to be used for the greater good, not for destruction. Remote viewing spread to the masses now becomes another doorway. Let me say it clearly. Becomes another doorway, broad doorway, vast doorway. Not for the revelation of God, not for the use of the Spirit of God, not for bringing someone into direct, personal, joy-filled, love-embraced contact with God. Remote viewing will become a doorway for the entities behind the Hall of Records, behind the concept of the hive mind, behind the concept of the global brain, infusing its ideas, gotta have a great chaos, but yet eventually a new order." And Ed concludes his book this way. Now, Ed says these words. Last few, page 260. "If there's one notion this book has made apparent, it's that the mind can know anything. So why not look at everything? You'll never know what you'll find." But Ed hasn't found God. Ed hasn't embraced God. From the inside out, Ed doesn't see, feel, know, experience God, nor have the indwelling gift of the coming indestructible immortality and embrace of God. Can't you see? The side is questing, searching. We're spiritual beings, and we want spirituality because we lost it. We lost our majesty, we lost our connection, and there is an invader, a predator. Oh, there's an agenda. There's an agenda. Before any kind of new world order will ever come, it's all known biblically. The Spirit of God has said a great revolt, a great, well, red horse, peace from the earth, butchering human. Well, I can't even go into all that tonight. We're already 33 minutes into the night, and I'm giving you the introduction, but I needed to because, well, it's kind of like providentially we're engaged. We're engaged. And my prayers are up. And my heart is burdened. And even for you, may you feel and be impacted by the Spirit of grace. May God, the Spirit of God, open your eyes to Christ, the cross, what He did, who He is, what He said, what He is right now, what He is about to do in the world in a return. Prince of Peace, end of evil, radical evil, in the beginning of a millennium. The powers of telekinesis, the powers, all these powers, please understand, are counterfeit to real things that God gives. And so much of the ability for presuppositional analysis, so much of the ability to do spiritual analysis comes from the revelation of God, the data of God, the Spirit of God, the prophetic Spirit of God. And there's still a prophetic insight being given today. I look at the book of Acts and Abagus giving prophecy about the famine and the church to get ready. I see where Timothy is told to hold on to the personal prophecies. Does the Spirit of God speak and guide and lead today? You better believe it. You listen, it's exciting to know, but you got to understand there's counterfeit. There's fleshly, goofy things out there. The Spirit of God in prophetic, in giving a word of knowledge, in giving wisdom, in leading, in giving any Holy Spirit perception, discernment, will never contradict the word that He's already written, because the word that He's already written is His language. It is His words. As a matter of fact, it is called the sword of the Spirit It is what he uses. And that's part of what we're going to talk about tonight in the context of what? Taking a look at analyzing the content. Now, I did go to see Da Vinci Code. And when I go to see movies like this, please understand, I go to read it presuppositional, analyzing it on a spiritual basis, just like I do a book. Like I've got Ed Dame's book here to the left. Yeah, I had to buy the book, but I'm analyzing it, and I care. I'm only, listen, you have no idea, maybe, of the overwhelming urgency of the hour. There is no one that loves humanity more than God. There's nobody that knows humanity more than God. There's nobody that wants humanity more than God. And there's no one but God that has made the door accessible. Whosoever will come. I read it as the Spirit of God guides Paul at the Areopagus, where the Epicurean and Stoic philosophers are, and he speaks about from the beginning of creation all the way up to Christ, and then he says God summons all people everywhere. That would include Ed Dames in the Ukraine. That would include the remote viewer that gets this because somebody sent it to you. That would include the fact that the Holy Spirit, given the ability, even in this little old life of mine, at times, word of knowledge, perception, even prophetic. Oh yeah, again, the grapha, the writing, the word of God. The source in 40 writers, the Spirit of God. 3 continents, 3 languages. There is nothing on a human scale in comparison. Nothing on an archaeological manuscript, historical basis, in oral or written tradition that compares on a human scale, let alone a supernatural scale. Oh, the Bible is supernatural, but I'm going to tell you right now that if you open it, the Spirit of God that gave it is the Spirit of God that's going to be speaking to you, wanting to get inside you, wanting to break through the darkness, break through the sin, break through what blinds minds, and bring a revelation of Christ, of what he is, what he's done, all of what he's done, and what he is and who he is at this present moment. So that 250 million Chinese could call on him and receive and know, just like I do. And listen, 13 cities in China, they're going to download, maybe some listen live. I pray that Red Guard, I pray that soldiers, I pray that government individuals do. Mine is not a political agenda. It is an agenda about the heart. It is an agenda about your life. It is an agenda concerning the mission of God. And you're being summoned to God. All people everywhere is what God said. It's in the book of Acts. You can read it in Timothy chapter 2. In praying for all people everywhere, Christians. In praying for the salvation of Russians and Chinese and the Finns and the Canadians and Americans and those in Mexico and Brazil and there in Manila or Bangalore. Listen, all over where you're listening. God's not willing that even one perish. In that verse I just mentioned, the Spirit of God expresses this. In praying for all people everywhere to be coming to know God, to know salvation, to know Christ, it says this, this is good and pleases God our Savior, who wills, thlima, desires, wants, pas anthropos, all humanity to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. So, remote viewer, by the means of remote viewing, you will never break into God. You can't. It's not the vehicle that God has given. It's the vehicle from the other side. It's the doorway from the other side. Oh, it seems scientific. It seems, listen, when Ingo Swann got the idea planted in his brain, in his mind, you know, he talks about it in Tex Mars's book. I'm sorry, Jim Mars's book on psychic spies. He talks there about how Ingo Swann received the idea for coordinate remote viewing as ideas literally from the outside popped into his mind while he was in the swimming pool. Every remote viewer listening, the men who stare at goats, suspect zero, fringe, they're all depicting what is operative in the world. And in Ed's mind, in the end of his book anyway, that there's kind of some kind of a hope that the future will be something similar to Arthur Clarke's book, Children's End, Childhood's End. Listen, I got to get the book instantly, and I got to begin to take a look at this. Because there's a source, that's why I've got to do what I do. That's what it's all about. Is that being a watchman, or is that simply doing what the Word, what the Holy Spirit of God has said? Listen, believers in Christ, now listen, you can read it in 2 Corinthians about how Paul, acknowledging a very good thing, talks about how that they're not unaware of Satan's schemes, so that Satan might outwit. The Greek word outwit means to exploit. To pull them way beyond the truth and exploit them. I see a lot of exploitation. Let me say, and a remote viewer can disagree with me right now. You can disagree with me right now if you want to. But it burns my britches. It really does, that this alternative side is exploiting humanity using a new vehicle, which is only polished. I mean, literally, the ability to remote view goes back to the psychic, to the astral projector, and there's arguments about all that connection. It's not something really new. People have been connecting to the Akashic records since its existence. It's been there a long time. It is a collective. But the Spirit of God revealed what it is and speaks about its nature. 2 Corinthians 4:4. Listen now. The God, the entity, that wants, in this small g, the entity, the fallen cherub, the God of this eon, this time period, limitations, right? God Almighty has no concept of existing in an eon. He operates in time periods. He's above time, operates in time. Time's a servant of God, not vice versa. But when it comes to the dark side, I mean, listen, they are a servant of time. They are finite beings, no matter how supernatural or powerful they are. And they are in comparison to fallen humanity. And they've got an agenda, and that agenda is that seduction. It's been prophesied 2,000 years ago. It is operative on the field now beyond all of human history. And so that takes me now to the beeline, to the Da Vinci Code, and again, doing the analysis. What's the presuppositions behind, well, Ron Howard and those who developed the film? Behind the concept of Dan Brown? Did anybody realize that it's pure, absolute Gnostic doctrine? 2,000 years ago, you know, 50, 80 years after the gospel, after the Word of God was being written, after, you know, many, many were coming to Christ all over the world in that area. After all of that, a development occurred. There are those who rejected the real Christ, those who embraced a different spirit, those who, they're the ascetics, the ascetic Gnostics, the Cerinthian Gnostics. They began to teach Jesus was not God, and you can't really, the Jesus they presented can't save, you can't know him. They presented an evolutionary development to deity, a transformation of humanity. Back then, the Gnostics did that. And they presented a teaching in the pseudepigraphic writings, the pseudo writings. They presented a teaching that was completely contrary to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which gave 100% accurate connection to the Old Testament and to the rest of the New. See, you can come to know Jesus Christ as God and Savior and the living Christ experientially in your life. I've known him for over 35 years. There is a spiritual singularity in my life. That's the living Christ. Is there joy? Is there presence? Is there power? Is there energy? Is there abilities? Is there supernatural? Oh, gosh, it's all here. But the source, God. And the good news, God is not willing that any perish. God wants you. God wants everybody. Hear it now. May the lies in the deception the dark side brings be broken in the name of Jesus over you. And may the Spirit of God open your heart, open your eyes to see the one that on the cross said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. If you don't know Christ, have you answered the question why he really died on the cross? Do you know that it was personal? Do you know that it wasn't for himself? Do you know that it was directly in relationship to what's in your genetics, what's in your life, what's in your destiny? Tonight is Monday, October the 25th, and we're dealing with, in this live Shatter the Darkness broadcast, the concept of presuppositional analysis, analyzing the belief, the rock bottom line beliefs of individuals. And I want to say that Ed Dames has given his belief system. I mean, throughout the book, as I've read, you know, five, six pages here, four or five pages here, but in the end of the book, the last three pages really sums it up. And I have heard this again and again and again before. Albert Pike has said the same kinds of things. Alice Bailey has said the same kinds of things. Let me say something about movies quickly. In the Da Vinci Code, again, this whole view, Jesus is just a man, and Jesus was married, and Jesus had sex, and Jesus, there was offspring, and there's a bloodline, and this whole concept of the Merovingian, and all the way down and through history, and this is the concept. This is Gnostic teaching. This is the old Gnostic doctrine. This is where the lost books of the Bible. There's no lost books of the Bible. Those are the pseudo-writings. Pseudographa. That's what they are. Those are the writings that came 50 and 80 and 100 years later that gave written by individuals, first of all, that many of them cloaked their real names and tried to make it sound like they were real biblical writers. Second of all, not one of them knew the living God, living Christ, had the Spirit of God dwelling in them. None of them had the ability to see the entire thread of one author. From old Genesis chapter 1 all the way to Revelation to the very end. One author, one writer. But through the 40 writers, did you know something about the Bible? All the writers knew God, walked with God, had the Spirit of God on them or in them, and were guided in their prophetic, in their speaking, and in their writing. Now that's vastly different than the doctrine, the Delaki, the teaching of the Gnostics, and where that teaching has influenced the New Age. The New Age really is a New Age of Gnosticism, combined with a lot of other things. And I will tell you on a prophetic sense right now, listen, I'll probably explain this more during the week. I only got 11 minutes left here tonight. But this Luciferic side is going to pull out every ancient stop, every single place, every artifact, every old writing, everything that has its source in them, it's going to come out on the field to layer the concept of the coming new age, new world, new day of hyperhumans or superhumans. An evolutionary development of human consciousness, a transformation. By what presence? By what power? And what will it turn us into? Will it then thrust out of humanity evil? Sin? Look at all the movies and the projection of evil. Even when you get to Star Trek and all the rest, you're still fighting out there. There's still evil out there and no ability to solve it. Da Vinci Code gives us an entire different view of Christ at the very end, of course. Tom gets down and bows to the goddess. To the spirituality of the goddess. What goddess? You think Mary would want that? Mary's in paradise. Mary's with God. Mary spoke true things in the Word of God. Awesome woman. Jesus said she'll be praised throughout all of history. But she's not a co-redemptress. She's not a goddess. And she would clearly tell you that Jesus, as she knew this, was the Savior. She knew that it was the Spirit of God that caused the conception. She had no relationship with Joseph. She knew that the angel of God explained it to her. She knew. She knew how to name him. She knew. Yahweh Adonai in human flesh, Jesu Christu, one and the same. Emmanuel. Do you? When you take a look at some of the other movies that are out right now, and I got an email that I was told came to me, and I apologize. I was down at one point to 600 and some behind. I'm at 980 behind. Deeply apologetic about that. We're just extremely busy with the broadcasts all over. We got some things to fix on the website. We have a couple courses out of five that are still broken that we're trying to get re-uploaded or found or whatever happened to them. If not, I have to redo them completely for those who have been waiting. Just two of those courses are broken that I know of right now. All of them are free now. Everything's coming out. Absolutely. All the courses, all the training, everything free. And by the way, let me just say this. The email that I was told about last Friday night was from a father whose son has been in Iraq, Afghanistan. I know this young man. He's been in church. I've hugged him, loved him, prayed for him, his wife, his children. I love his children. Two girls, one boy. Well, an email he tells me has been sent to me, so I didn't get it, but I'll look for it, where the parents now, we got military parents that are asking for me to call them to explain to the children why getting into wizardry after, you know, all the Harry Potter stuff. You see, after all the Harry Potter stuff, I didn't have time to read any of the books. If it's fiction that deals with an ideology, and again, presuppositional analysis of the fiction. If you want good fiction, go to Derek and Sharon Gilbert of PID Radio. That brings out truth in the context of these days. But if you go to Harry Potter, finally, after so many people ask again and again and again, I went to one of those movies. I went to one of them. It was at the dollar show, I think, because I waited so long, I only had to pay $1 to get in. But I went, and again, for me, it's like buying a book that I got a book in front of me. This book cost, I think, like $15, $18, plus shipping, $20 for this book. Ed Dames, $20. It's all right, mine cost even more, but we give 100 hours of MP3s with it. And I think it's about three times the size. So I went and I watched the entire movie, all of the stuff that can dazzle kids. I mean, when you take your kids to movies like that, they don't have presuppositional analysis. They don't have the content inside. They're dependent on parents, just like God taught us. God taught that parents are the ones that should know and then teach and lead and guide and defend and guard. We are the point men in the midst of the battle in our little family units. Spiritually, are you the point man if you're the dad in your home or the single mother in your home? You can be. I'm going to give you the 5 points here in just a moment, and I will have a one-hour training up by Wednesday on these 5 points. But anyway, I went to see that movie, and in the movie, again, what does it say? What does it preach? What does it teach? Supernaturalism, yes. Wizardry, yes. Good side and bad side to the forces, to the powers. In a real sense, no real devil. But clearly the entire movie, one thing at the very end I realized, a sheer absolute absence of God. And I believe a purposeful, plotted clear absence of God. Not a reference to, not a pointing to, a child watching it only knows about powers and abilities and getting things, and in this world where there's trouble, why not seek some supernatural powers, get some things inside of you to protect yourself, learn how to do a spell and cast it on somebody that's doing something against you. And so the kids, the military family's kids, wants to learn this stuff. And they're asking me to call them down there at the Army base and talk to the kids direct. Why? They shouldn't. First thing I said, what are they being given? Are they in the body of Christ? Are they learning? Are they spiritually growing? Are they hearing? What is the content that's coming into the life? You know what I found out? They're absent of all of real spiritual, Christ-centered, biblical influence at this point. This is what the dad told me. He's the grandfather. So I'll be trying to call them this week, and maybe I'll be able to give a report. No names, of course. Just like in the Shatter Alert line that we have up for those in the underground of Satanism and everything else. Listen, there's movies out right now all over the place in Halloween time. Samhain, Ritual Days. Alert, alert, alert. Right? 13th of the 30th, abductions. Rituals, the 28th, 29th, 30th, 31st. 1st of November, 4th of November, satanic revels. Human sacrifice, the shedding of human blood. Summoning of demons. Yes, the Wiccans will dance. The pagans will skyclad it. The druids will chant. And so many all over the place will be doing so many things. Let me tell you something. Well, down in Florida, neighbors wake to headless animals, Halloween mystery. Chickens and goats and everything, not one of them had a head. Miami police. Friend of mine, Richard, sent this. Thank you. Taking a look at that, we're going to find out around in your area where the newspaper are going to say, watch your cats, watch your animals, because during this time of the year, there are, well, lesser than the sophisticated underground Satanists that will nab those things and take them to the ritual and do it. Here at one cemetery, 9 cats, richly sacrificed, hung upside down in a cemetery, which we went to do some spiritual analysis of. And I realized after the second visit, not one headstone had a cross. Looking over the whole of that smaller old cemetery, I've been to many of them. I was at another one last week where the lady that runs the whole thing gave me the keys to go in the mausoleum that I've been wanting to get into for a long time. I'll tell you about that later. Not one cross. We are going to be in a week of presuppositional analysis. Comes from the terminology of Cornelius Van Til and Francis Schaeffer. Time magazine called Francis Schaeffer God's evangelist to the intellectuals. So to the intellectuals out there, maybe even the remote viewers and others and readers and psychics and questers, take a read of a book by Francis Schaeffer. He is there and he is not silent. Bottom line right now, Christ loves you. You can come to Christ right now. Write to us, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. Remember us in your prayers. Remember us in support. God bless you.